28 April to 4 May 2013 is Privacy Awareness Week, or PAW. This is an annual event in the Asia-Pacific region aimed at raising both the awareness of privacy and its profile. As an annual event, it is always interesting to look back over the year to see what has and what has not changed, privacy-wise, in that time. While technological changes impacting on privacy are a constant, the pace and breadth of change appears to be ever-increasing. Recently, Steven Spielberg's movie Minority Report screened on free-to-air television. When that movie first came out in 2002, its vision of 2054 technology seemed spectacularly otherworldly. In particular, the opening sequence showing the film's protagonist, Police Chief John Anderson's orchestrated use of the Spatial Operating Environment interface, was particularly visually impressive. 2054 seemed an exciting place to live. But whether science is fiction can just be a matter of timing. Fast forward 5 years in real time to 2007, and Apple's iPhone provided mass consumer access to multi-touch interfaces. Fast forward another 6 years, and we are now accessing screens that are no longer manipulated by hand or finger gestures, but by eye movement. Other futuristic technologies in the movie have become similarly commonplace. Newspapers that constantly update themselves, three-dimensional screens, retina scanners. Personalized advertising billboards are already a reality, albeit still on a rudimentary scale. But 2054 was also a scary place privacy-wise. The cost of targeted and behavioral advertising, John Anderton, you could use a Guinness right now, was near constant biometric scanning. While the film's spider robots, used as a surveillance tool by law enforcement, were just straight out scary. The potential benefits of new technologies are obvious. Hole-in-the-wall ATMs gave us access to cash outside of banking hours and banking buildings. Internet banking gives us access to funds without even having to move out of our chairs. And who can argue against a world where crime could be accurately predicted and then prevented, or one in which if you had to receive advertising, it would at least be for products that you were interested in. The privacy costs of using new technologies are less apparent. In a world where possibly everyone could be recording everything and everyone on their Google glasses, where civilian use of drone surveillance could be ubiquitous, where every human event, great, tragic and banal, can be recorded, communicated and commented on live on a computer that is no bigger than the palm of your hand, there is a question as to what point does the intrusiveness of new technologies outweigh their benefits to individuals. Would the potential privacy vulnerabilities of making financial transactions using biometrics, such as a retina scan, outweigh the disadvantage of having to carry that pesky plastic credit card with you when you shop? At what point do individuals still have a say in how their personal information is dealt with through new and emerging technologies? This is a conversation we should have as a society, with privacy being just one of the many voices that could contribute to that conversation. As part of this contribution, the Office of the Information Commissioner has released 4 information resources discussing the privacy implications of new-ish technologies, mobile app use, and the development and use of drones by government agencies. The information resources can be accessed on the Office's website at www.oic.qld.gov.au. And for all the sci-fi buffs in the audience, the Spatial Operating Environment interface in the movie does exist. A video of it being used by its inventor, John Underkoffler, can be found in a June 2010 TED lecture titled Pointing to the Future of UI.